The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
A lot of people say, oh, he didn't apologize to Courtney Smith. Let's be careful with that. Well, she's obviously pretty bad bleep herself. I mean, her husband, also a turd.
Yeah.
All that aside, I think the one thing that I would have said, I'd have been okay with him not getting suspended. But here's the problem. When you delete texts, you're hiding something.
Yeah.
And at that point, I think that's where he messed up.
Now, do I doubt that he can sustain what he did for those six games last year?
Yeah, well, that's a fair thing to doubt.
No, I don't think, if anybody thinks that's going to happen for his whole career, you're a lunatic.
But if you don't think that he achieved a level of stardom by beating Alabama in the national championship, then sorry, Taylor, you're missing the point of the conversation. Because yeah, that's what we're talking about.
He's a star for sure.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three. Maybe it ought to be the Blitzed with all this whiskey we have here.
Hard times.
713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at producer T. Scott. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours. Talked a little sports, talked a little politics, talked a little what's a star, talked a lot of whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler, your thoughts since you got included on that?
I like it. Smooth.
Yeah.
He's right. Vanilla.
Strong vanilla
notes, yeah.
That's good stuff, man.
So if you want to see what all we have here, it's Whiskeys of the World. And by the way, if you go to whiskeysoftheworld.com, purchase your tickets now until, I think he said 9 o'clock, $40 off. Oh, until 10 o'clock, excuse me. $40 off your ticket. For those of you who are cheaper than that, I'm about to give away two pair.
Look at you. You're a gentleman.
Because I love the people.
You really do.
I do. I mean, they hate me, but I love the people. So you're going to win two tickets to the 4th Annual Whiskeys of the World Houston at Silver Street Studios, September 22nd. Featuring hundreds of whiskeys, food, whiskey seminars, and cigar and whiskey pairings. Get your tickets now at eventbrite.com. For those of you who don't win, well, callers 10 and 17, you're going to win. Hopefully that gives the stream a chance with the second one. But if you don't win, go to whiskeysoftheworld.com. Promo code MAKERS, $40 off until 10 o'clock. So you better get them today. Because it's actually a pretty good deal.
It's a really good deal, $40 off.
Yeah, well, and it's only $120. So if you can't go and get totally plastered, Tyler, you've done this before.
Well, I mean, ideally, yeah. I think this is one of those events where you're hoping not to get totally plastered.
You will. There's no way to avoid it.
This isn't a frat party.
No, but you're going to taste 15 whiskeys, right, AJ. There's just no way you can avoid it.
No, you're going to probably taste more than that. I went to that, the one that was put on by Christopher Hart.
Yeah, Whiskey Social.
The Whiskey Social. That was an awesome event, but at the end of it, your whole mouth is just, like, you can't taste anything after sipping.
That's why you
20 neat whiskeys.
Yeah, know? Here's a little pro tip. Go to the really rare ones first that you'll appreciate.
Sure.
And then, because they're going to go faster anyway.
By the time we got there, all the VIP people were already in there, and they took up basically the entire thing and got most of the good stuff. But, I mean, it was still an awesome event. So,
before it kicks off, for people asking for the CFL play, I am going to be on Hamilton -3.5 tonight against Edmonton. Edmonton, better team, but short week for Edmonton, off week for Hamilton, and Hamilton's getting better. So, I'll give up the 3.5.
Okay.
Somebody said, just left Total Wine, bought the Makers 46 to try it after that segment.
I'm telling you, that's a good whiskey.
That's a good choice, man.
Yeah.
I really like that. They have that in a couple of the airport bars, and that's my go-to when I'm in the bar waiting to get on the plane.
And, like, the regular Makers is good, but it's up a notch for sure.
Yeah, Makers 46 is definite. I'm usually not a fan of regular Makers, but Makers 46.
You are a big Makers guy.
Like, yeah, often,
that's like one of your go-tos.
Yeah, that's my, for just not that expensive whiskey,
right?
Then Maker's is kind of a baseline one. Like if I go like tonight, if I go to steak night and they don't have my Whitmire's, I'll get Maker's on the Rocks usually, or yeah. Maker's Neat. Just depends. But that's it's in my top three in terms of regular go-to whiskey.
Yeah.
But if I can find the 46, it just depends. And that Reserve 101, man, that is if you just want to go and try a bunch of good whiskeys, that's a good bar.
Yeah.
That's it's like one of the wife's places that she goes to after work with her work drink buddies, and they basically start going through high-end whiskey.
It's hard times.
And I always know that it's going to be like by the time I get there, they're going to be like, "Hey, welcome. Okay, great." 713-780-3776 is your number if you want to get in. And I guess we can get back to some sports or some non-sports. You know what we have to do when we come back is at our Jeweler's Gym of the Day, because we did not do one. We did a lot of whiskey. So,
well, hard times.
Yeah.
Because we're manly men, right? Because our testosterone levels are
at the
perfect level.
Well, that's because you probably went to
Man Centers. Of course, the Y Factor presented by Man Centers. And I didn't go to get a synthetic testosterone injection. You know why? There's some downsides to those things. First of all, you're going to get that crash. You'll feel good for a little while, but then you'll crash. You have to go in every single week. And then you're talking about dependency on it, long-term health issues, fertility damage, and shrinkage. And nobody wants shrinkage. I don't know anybody who says, man, I could really use some shrinkage. Never met him. Guys, the Man Centers has three locations. Stop by, see what they can do for you, what they can do for your levels. In Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell in the Memorial area off 249 and Tomball, and now open in Webster, they will help your body produce its own natural testosterone again. The Y Factor presented by Man Centers, home of the free general male wellness checkup. That's $150 value. They'll check you out for free dollars and free cents. Just tell them you heard about them here on our station, and they'll take care of you. 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book your appointment. The Y Factor, presented by Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. You know what we haven't done yet? Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. We go to China, which is fast becoming the Florida of Asia. We get almost as many China stories now as we do Florida stories.
Mm-hmm.
This one is apparently true. It's not as sexy as 218 penises in jars, but it is apparently true. A man in China had to be rescued after... I mean, how many times have you gone to a vending machine, it won't come out, you try to reach in there? You ever got your hand stuck?
I think so.
Yeah, I
was
think
a
we...
a kid, for sure.
I think we all have at some point or another.
I was probably trying to steal, but...
Yeah. Tyler? Have you ever had that happen?
I'm sorry. I was trying to cut up a commercial.
You ever get your hand stuck in a vending machine?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. Well, you're too cool for us.
Yeah. The other go-to on a vending machine is if there's something that you like that somebody ordered and it didn't, you know, like it didn't fall, you order a second one so you get two.
I've done that before.
Yeah, we've all done that, right? Like if there's some Lay's potato chips that are stuck there, you just order the next Lay's, and you usually get them both. Yeah.
Or if there's something that's stuck, you order something high up that'll fall on it,
yeah,
and it'll knock it down.
And theoretically, you get them both. Well, this guy was not doing that. He was, okay, here's another thing. That apparently in China, they have sex toy vending machines.
Oh, boy.
So the man, known as Zhu, said he was trying to reach a product he had paid for through a small hole. what, small hole sex toys. When his hand was jammed, he was trapped for 20 minutes before being freed on Sunday night. The incident took place near a clinic in the city of, I don't even know how to pronounce it, in the Zhejiang province. Zhu claimed that he had paid for the unspecified product on his mobile phone, but the product failed to drop to the vending machine's receiving slot. Now, maybe this isn't that odd, because there's like that bathroom in the gas station on the way to Louisiana where they have condoms and other stuff right in there. But I think so. Maybe there's more to it than that with this. So he claimed to the police that he called the machine's customer service hotline, but the representatives weren't able to help.
Well, I mean, if you're stuck, what are you going to do?
He said after seeing a small hole on the panel of the machine, he decided to put his right ring finger into the hole in a bid to reach the product, and then his finger got firmly stuck. And, of course, he had to call the firefighters. It's a good thing it was his finger stuck.
It could have been worse.
This could have been much worse. The rescuers used a special polishing machine.
What if he would have died and then wound up at the morgue with that guy who collects penises?
Well, at least the guy wouldn't have to cut it off if he'd put that in there. He was freed after a 10-minute rescue effort. And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. Let's try another phone call. They've been okay today. Nathan.
The sports guys.
Sports, Nathan.
So I want to get back to the Tiger Woods Phil Mickelson match on pay-per-view that you guys were talking about in the last hour, and I want to kind of put this in perspective, and I'll go about it this way. So if this was 10 or 12 years ago and Tiger and Phil were in their prime, would you guys be complaining about it on pay-per-view?
If they were in their prime?
Yeah, I would. It's an exhibition match, and it's golf.
Yeah, I'm just not paying to watch golf on television. I've never had to pay to watch it before. I'm not going to start now.
Now, if I go to a bar that has it and it's not, there's no cover, I would watch it.
Like, honestly, what if there was a college football game that was pay-per-view? Wouldn't you be pissed off? Because you've never had to pay for it before.
Well, and a college football game between some really has-been type of guys.
Right.
Like Miami and Tennessee. Would you pay for that?
No. It's just odd.
Yeah,
there's sports that I'm willing. I mean, there's two sports I'm really willing to pay for to watch on television, and it's prize fighting, it's boxing, and it's MMA.
Yeah,
I will pay money to watch prize fights.
But I've gotten a lot more discerning about that too.
But other sports, I just can't see it. Would you pay to watch like Serena Williams versus?
No, you can stop there. No. I don't care who you're going to say. No.
Roger Federer?
No. I mean, in terms of pay-per-view, I mean, I'm almost out on MMA, frankly, because there haven't been very good cards.
Yeah.
And I'm probably going to be down to two a year. You know, boxing, fortunately, well, I think we'll be there. I don't know where they're going to put us. But Golovkin Canelo I would pay for.
Of course.
832, golf sucks. You must suck at playing, eh? You must suck at texting, 832. There was a time when I suck at golf, but that doesn't have anything to do with being a spectator. You know
what? I do suck at golf.
You probably suck at football, and you watch it.
I've cracked 100, like, twice.
No, there was a time when I'd gotten down to about a 12. I was a pretty solid player, but I was playing every freaking day. And, yes, I watched every tournament, even the North Star Open or whatever it was. And I would never have bought a pay-per-view of Tiger versus anybody. And that's how much I loved golf at the time. Yeah, Sunday 3-2 says it'd be like paying to watch an NFL preseason game.
I just don't get it. It's not for me.
Yeah.
Hey, did you, how long do we have till break, Tyler?
We've got a few minutes.
Did you see that Texas made the call to Aggie? Chris Del Conte made the call. The AD from Texas made the call to Scott Woodward, the AD at Aggie, and said, hey, here's what's happened. The Ohio State Buckeyes called Texas and said, hey, we need to bump back our planned series 2022-2023. We need to move that back so we can play Notre Dame in those years. Texas said, okay, that's all right. We'll accept that. So Del Conte started making some phone calls to try to schedule some games 2022-2023. And he called Scott Woodward. And he passed. He said, we're already playing Miami in those seasons. And granted, I mean, now here's where it's, they play four non-conference games when you're in the SEC. You play four non-conference games. Miami's a, I mean, when's the last time Miami was like a serious football contender?
Well, but you're talking national championship contender. That's a pretty good program that they usually that's a tough out. That's a good win for your strength of schedule. I mean, probably a better program than Texas has been over the last few years.
Maybe. But they said they were not willing to add another high-level program to the schedule, despite the fact they've still got two openings in each of those seasons. Woodward's recently told the Houston Chronicle, we have a hell of a home schedule. Bama, Auburn, LSU, Ole Miss, and Mississippi State rolling in here every other year, and Arkansas and Dallas every year. It's a pretty darn good schedule, and as brutal and as hard as our schedule is in the SEC West, it's definitely the toughest division in football. That's proven year in and year out. You look at where national championships come from and the caliber of play, you see it every week. It's hard on a team, and it's a pounding, so you have to be careful how you schedule your non-conference games. So they've decided that Texas doesn't make sense for them. I thought that Texas was going to kind of be the snobby ones and say, we won't play. But it's clear that Aggie is the one saying, no, we're good. And I know the non-conference opponents kind of drags down what, even when Aggie plays a tough non-conference team. Three of those home games this year, Northwestern State, Louisiana Monroe, and Alabama Birmingham. I understand you still play a tough road schedule, but what have we talked about in the past? Like if it's between two teams, who went out and played tougher teams non-conference, right?
That almost right now, and it may change by then, but it doesn't matter in the SEC West. You're going to get your wins. Yeah. That's the thing. And that won't always be the case. Like right now, today, for Texas would probably need a win over A&M in a situation like that rather than playing, say, UAB. A&M probably wouldn't if they, because then you've beaten Alabama, you've beaten Auburn, you've beaten LSU. But we don't know what any of these teams are going to be at that point, right? That's
the
thing.
Don't know.
That's the thing with scheduling in advance to begin with. I'm seeing all the stuff for, oh, so-and-so schedules a home and home in 2026 and 2027. You don't even know what your team's going to be then. You don't even know what this SEC may not still be the toughest division in football in 2026. It probably won't be. Because by then, Nick Saban's going to die or something, or at least leave.
Who would you say, I've got the ranking of schedules to be played this year. Where what would you guess Texas's schedule in 2018? According to ESPN's FPI index, what do you think Texas's schedule is?
So they got USC. What are Maryland, who's God knows what's happening there.
Yeah, it's a bit of a mess.
I'd probably say in the 40s.
Number four.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
You want to guess what Aggie is?
Probably around 14.
29. So, I mean, I understand they're playing a tough schedule, but, you know, these guys play.
Yeah, I think, boy, it's hard to know strength of schedule right now. And Texas gets a boost from playing USC, but I don't know what the Big 12 is.
The reality is those teams should be playing.
Honestly, I don't care. I mean, they don't have to play. All these traditions are gone. You know, Nebraska OU is a tradition. It's gone. Who cares?
All right.
We're looking ahead.
Okay.
And it doesn't. I mean, yeah, would it be nice if they played every year at the end of the year, like Clemson and South Carolina do, or Georgia and Georgia Tech, or Florida and Florida State? Yeah, but you know what? There seems to be no interest, and I don't blame them. Just move on.
Yeah.
You guys have enough. Both of you guys have your own issues to deal with. And clearly, the only people that care are the fans. And nobody cares about the fans. I hate to break it to you. At least the schools don't care about the fans.
True.
So if you're the administration, you're just going to say no. It's a follow-up text. Nathan said, I didn't get to make my point before I was cut off. Well, you should have made your point faster. So you guys asked what we would pay for the pay-per-view. I would ask you to consider the cost of Mayweather-Pacquiao back in 2017 when they were both way past their prime, yet we all paid nearly $100 for it. I didn't.
I didn't either.
He says, this is a similar situation, except Tiger is arguable the best ever, so why would even $90 be ridiculous to ask? Man, honestly,
because people are used to paying to watch fight sports.
People know they have to pay for MMA. They don't have to pay for boxing.
If you want to watch top-level stuff.
Yeah, if you want to see Mayweather, you have to do that. I don't have to pay for this because guess what? Tiger will show up in some other meaningless tournament against a bunch of other people at some point, and it's there all the time. So, yeah, it's ridiculous to ask any money for it. I'll be surprised if it does anything. 713-780-ESPN says the tradition is gone, but the hatred is the same. You know what this is like now? It's like Texans fan and Cowboys fan. It's like you're gonna play once every 4 years at least in the NFL, and it's a meaningless rivalry. No, it's not. We're going after the same recruits. It's meaningless. All right, I'll tell you what's not meaningless: donating your vehicle to Texans Can Academies. And guys, whether it's a car, whether it's a motorcycle, a truck, a tractor, an RV, four wheeler. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Doesn't matter if it's running. Doesn't matter if it has flood damage. They'll take it. They're going to tow your vehicle free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork. Your donation's tax deductible. And if you donate today, you're going to get a $50 gift card. It's just their way of saying thank you. And the cool thing is the money they get from those goes to help kids at Texans Can Academies. And school's about to start again. Got a bunch of new kids in. These are kids that had issues at other schools. And sometimes it was as simple as they couldn't get there. Well, they work around that. They get them bus passes. Sometimes they even feed them. Sometimes they get them glasses. Maybe the prior teachers didn't think they knew anything, but they couldn't read because they didn't have glasses. Well, they get that for them. And so many of these kids go on and do great, great things, and now's the time to help. If you can hear my voice on the radio, they'll come tow that vehicle. 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226 or online at HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
Stream us on your car Bluetooth with the ESPN 97.5 app.
You must do it.
Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Steaks and Bluetooth. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, listen for your chance to win in the name game, where we call two names, and if one of those is your name, you try to be the first caller and the winner of today's prize, a $90 gift card to Chewy's.
I love Chewy's.
I do, too. Good for a dinner for four. That's good for a dinner for me, but $90 gift card, dinner for four. Enjoy the annual Green Chile Fest at Chewy's until September 2nd with four new menu items, including the frozen watermelon margarita.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrate at one of the nine Houston area locations or drop in for happy hour every Monday through Friday, 4 to 7 p.m. Make sure you bring your phone with you so you can listen to us.
The New Mexico Martini, which is like green chili infused.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, that's
so good.
That's a good place, man.
And it will wreck you. You can't drink two or three of those and just be like, oh, I'm good. It doesn't work.
Well, when we lived down by the old station, I used to go to that one all the time.
Yeah.
That was my go-to place.
They're building one by my house now in Vintage Park. Right now, we're like stuck. There's one in Cypress and one in the Woodlands, and we're like right in the middle.
Mm.
So it's kind of a drive to Chewy's, but... And usually I have to drive because my wife wants to get loaded up on those New Mexican martinis.
So you have to slow down on the bars, and it's no fun.
Then I can't party hard.
Guess what? We're the show doing the giveaway.
Oh, also, side note about the giveaway.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, the last version of the name game.
That's right. Tomorrow's your
going
last
to be retired.
Chance.
You'll hear that on the bench.
All right.
Tune into the bench.
You weren't supposed to tell them what show.
They should tune into the bench. I mean, if they start.
That's the first
if you tune in, tune in all day and find out when it is. It's the first show of the day.
Okay. Well, we're trying to help people out here so they know.
To hell with those other shows.
Well, okay. So what about the guys who I'm supposed to give their names out so they can win? All right. I need a ruling here. Look at the first name.
I know. I read it.
There's a letter missing, right?
No, I feel like, either a letter missing or an accidental.
There's a letter missing.
There's a letter missing, right?
Either it should have been an F or there's a P missing.
There's a P missing. So Raphael or Tanner.
Yeah. We will also take a Raphaella.
I don't even know if
Raphael, Rafi would work. Tanner.
Bruce Banner.
Yeah. First caller with the name Tanner or Raphael, you win the Chewies.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations on winning the name game.
Why do I feel like we're not going to get either one of those?
I don't know. If they don't, then I guess, boom, I'm going to Chewy's. Dinner for four. You guys can come.
Fair enough.
All right, then.
Lamont thinks you're crazy for not caring about Texas versus Texas A&M. He says, we see all these college rivalries every year, and it's meaningless. Hell, using this logic, sports itself is meaningless. Freaking Army versus Navy garner attention. Sounds more
they
like
still
Fred.
They still play. If they stop playing, guess what? It would go away.
He says, sounds like Fred does not care about Texas or A&M.
I don't.
All right.
I don't care about them playing. It means nothing to me. Yeah, I grew up watching that game. I grew up watching Nebraska-Oklahoma every year, too. Guess
I miss
what?
That, too, though.
Well, I don't miss it. You know, they've moved on, and that's just the reality of realignment.
But it's still different it's still different because Oklahoma and Nebraska are in different states. You know, they're not natural rivals. You know, A&M and Texas is...
No, but they may not be physical rivals but that was a natural rivalry. That became a huge rivalry. So, I mean, because you're in the same state, it doesn't mean anything to me. It really doesn't. And it's just time to move on. Both of you need to let it go. You know, that when A&M went to the SEC, that was it was going to be difficult for them to find a way to play that game. And it's not the same as Florida and Florida State have had it set up for decades that way. So now you have to find a way to make it work. And it's not about rivalries not meaning anything, Lamont, because the ones that still exist are pretty good. But if they go away, guess what? They go away. Other stuff will replace them. Aggie and LSU are starting to develop a pretty good rivalry.
Yeah.
Texas still has OU. Texas doesn't need another rival.
I guess because, like, I didn't like it when Texas stopped playing Arkansas.
Well, that's another big one that's gone. Never to return.
But I also said, well, Texas doesn't play Arkansas. Okay. They still play Oklahoma, and then they play, like, so they have their football rivalry, which is Oklahoma, and then they have their natural geographic rivalry, which is Texas A&M.
Well, it was when they were in the same conference.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I think it's out of sight, out of mind. In 10 years.
Why can Michigan play Notre Dame every year? Why can Notre Dame play USC every year?
Because for one thing, Notre Dame's an independent.
Yeah.
Now, if Texas goes independent, I'm sure they could work A&M onto their schedule.
They're trying to work A&M onto their schedule. So they're not the problem.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm A&M, I don't really care about it anymore. I mean, I don't want to.
You don't think that's a big money game?
Not if you're doing home and home. They can get Nickel State in there and sell out.
Yeah.
They don't need Texas in there. Texas is still going to sell out whether Aggie comes there or not. From a money perspective, that's the thing. Everything changes, and I think 10 years from now. Most kids who are growing up now will not even know that Texas and A&M used to have a rivalry. They used to play.
And that's a bummer to me.
It's a bummer, but, you know, things change, man.
Like, I have a family where there's a lot of Aggie fan and a lot of Longhorn fan. And it was always fun to get together and watch those teams play. And, you know, there was ribbing amongst family members. It's just, I don't know. I just feel like it was a good tradition. And if it's possible to make it happen, I think it should happen.
Well, I think that was a good tradition for you and your family, and you missed that. And that's fair, because a lot of people probably do. But again, I think in 10 years, it's not even going to be something you talk about. You'll have other stuff to move on to. You'll sit everybody down to watch Texas-Oklahoma with your Oklahoma family.
That's true. I don't have any Oklahoma family. Thank the good Lord above.
And as somebody from the outside, I always thought OU-Texas was the bigger rivalry.
You know what? I think that most people think that. I think that's how most people feel. I just always got more hyped up about the Texas-Texas A&M game.
It's because you actually beat A&M a few times.
First, I didn't play football at Texas. I didn't go there.
No, but you do have a Bevo tattooed to your junk.
Of course I don't. Please. Never desecrate my junk with any tattoos. All right, I got to tell you guys about BillAdvisor.com. And I've been telling you about them for a while. I've been telling you about the insurance for a while now. If you want to do that, that's a great deal they've got going there. If you've got a cell phone, pay TV, internet, electricity, or insurance, Bill Advisor can help you out with that as well. You started with a great price, then the bill went up, and they work with those companies to lower your rates. It's that simple. They've been running their challenge, $300 challenge. If they don't save you at least $300, they're going to give you every penny back. Still no setup fee. Service is $12.99 a month, whether you save $400 or $4,000. Most of our listeners are saving over $800 a year on average. Many are saving thousands. Landis Airlines saved $2,000. Start saving right now. Text the word GO to 232323, and your personal Bill Advisor is going to get your information and start working for you. One more time, text GO to 232323 or go to BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Go online to whiskeysoftheworld.com, purchase your tickets, put in promo code MAKERS, $40 off your ticket until 10 o'clock tonight. Since they were kind enough to bring us whiskey, we're passing that on to you because that's how awesome you guys are. Late hits with Patrick Creighton tonight at 7. And okay, we do not have a winner for the name game yet, so I'm going to pull an executive decision here, and I'm going to expand the name game a little bit.
Ooh, this is a management move.
Yes, it is. Okay, the original name's Raphael or Tanner.
Okay.
I'm going to expand this to Rachel and Tina. So Raphael, Tanner, Rachel, or Tina, first one to call, you get the $90 gift card to Chewy's.
Okay.
That'll make it happen.
First of all, I don't think anybody's named Tina. I think Tina is short for Christina.
That's fine. I'll take that.
Okay.
As long as you got a Tina in your name. All right, let's do Hoffman on Hollywood.
All right, let's do Hoffman on Hollywood. I always forget it's the last segment. Now I got to pull all my stuff up again. It's been in the background, and now it's just got to load.
Yeah, okay.
You're supposed to vamp for just a moment.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I can talk about Tina.
Nah.
Or how about a Trina? You could be a Trina. I'm trying to at least keep the first letters the same, so there's still nobody with those names. There's got to be a Rachel out there. I'm trying to help the ladies out because that's always what I get to complain. Oh, there's no female names. So here I am. I'm giving you a Rachel. I'm giving you a Tina and a Trina and a Terry. I'll even throw a Terry in. How's that?
You're so generous.
I am because I like the people.
Okay. I got some stuff.
All right, good. How was that for Vanny?
That was pretty solid. That was nice.
I'm a professional.
World's highest paid actor. You got a guess?
It was Clooney because he sold off some company he owned. The Rock was the highest rate. I had this for the show today, too.
Yeah. $239 million.
Yeah, he sold some tequila company or something for $700.
Casamigos.
Yeah.
That stuff is awesome.
What a life. The Rock second with $119 million, and Robert Downey Jr. third with $79 million.
Dude, Robert, what, isn't that like the real life Entourage plot that Clooney did?
Kind of is.
Yeah,
kind of is.
Because Downey got paid a ridiculous amount for Spider-Man: Homecoming, and of course, Infinity War.
The difference between the highest paid male and the highest paid female.
It's not as much as it is in the NBA and the WNBA.
Touche. But it is $239 million to $40 million. The top paid female, Scarlett Johansson, $40 million.
I'd pay her more.
And that would put her eighth amongst her male counterparts. Making the same amount of money as Ashton Kutcher. No, just kidding. Akshay Kumar, who I'm not familiar with.
That's got to be Bollywood, right? Not to sound racist, but well, it is good to be Bollywood.
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't think that's... No. Adam Sandler still making $40 million
okay,
a
so
year.
Adam Sandler is making as much as Scarlett Jo, roughly.
Basically.
That's not cool.
Right? What's Adam Sandler done lately?
Nothing. But he's still getting paid for bad movies.
Here's the other thing. If you, let's just say you're for a second Chris Evans. Not a bad spot to be in, right? Captain America.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'd rather be Thor, but that's okay.
Captain America made $34 million last year. Thor made $64.5 million. Iron Man made $79 million. The Hulk, the fourth Avenger, doesn't even show up on the top 10.
I think that's about how it should be. Those are, you know, Iron Man's the best. Thor's second best. I'm not a big Captain America.
I don't know. Guy. Captain America, I think like in like if you read like how they rate with all consumers.
Yeah.
I think Captain America is the second most popular Avenger behind Iron Man.
Well, as with me, he ranks about sixth.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah. I've never been a big sixth? Captain America guy.
Do you put him behind Hawkeye?
No, Hawkeye's kind of lame.
Thank God.
No, but he's certainly behind.
It's a slap in the face.
He's behind Iron Man. He's behind Thor. He's behind Doctor Strange. He's behind the Hulk.
Okay.
He's definitely behind Gamora.
Well, that's different. That's different. Spider-Man.
But
Spider-Man.
She shouldn't. He should be paid more than Gamora because Gamora's a woman. I mean,
yeah, but she's green, dude. And that's
women
sexy.
Shouldn't get the same money as men, according to this.
Well, Spider-Man, so that's five right there.
Okay.
Now I think he's in that next tier.
Okay. I totally got off all these other these other stories that I had.
Sorry, you got plenty of time.
The Church of Satan has spoken out on Marilyn Manson's role within their religion and has said that he is, in fact, not an ordained minister of the Church of Satan. He once wrote in his 1998 autobiography, The Long Hard Road Out of Hell, that... Anton LaVey once certified him as a minister in the Church of Satan in 1994 while on tour with Nine Inch Nails. And
I thought Anton LaVey was dead long before that. I could be wrong.
Well, this was in 1994. I don't know when he died. I don't know. He says, almost 30 years ago, he was given an honorary priesthood for his real-world accomplishments at the time. This is not ordained, nor is it related to anything he might say decades later. So, Church of Satan now denying Marilyn Manson.
He died in 97, so.
Okay. And this was a crazy story.
He was on the highway to hell. I don't know if you knew that. Sorry.
Trina was a winner.
All right.
Congratulations, Trina. Jonathan Davis, the lead singer of Korn, his wife died today at the age of 39.
Ooh, that's young.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. She married Jonathan Davis in 2004. And then he apparently filed for divorce back in 2016. And he also filed for a domestic violence restraining order. The judge granted the temporary order blocking any visitation to their children by Devin Davis. She was living in a sober home but went missing last Friday and not been seen for a week. So pretty, they had two children together. Their kids' names, Pirate and Zeppelin.
Okay.
former porn star, Devin. I can't remember her last name, but Devin Devlin, I think.
Wait, was it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
All right. That was Hoffman on Hollywood. Come join us tomorrow at Prime Social.
Oh, she was Devin Davis before she even met Jonathan.
Devin Davis. There you go.
You playing tomorrow?
I'm playing tomorrow. Bounty on me.
Awesome.
Get my money.
If you go deep, we'll have Barry hang around a little bit. I think it's starting at 1. We're all there. There's a Phil Ivey story I want to talk about tomorrow. He's trying to get back into tournament poker, and the Borgata is like, you still owe us 10.1 for thieving us. All right. That's going to wrap it up. Good job, Tyler. Really good job, Hoffman. Really good job, Whiskey. Till tomorrow, stay sportsy, bitches.